welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hope everybody's doing well.
Do you guys know we recently just bought a house? And when you buy a house, there's so much anticipation. And then it's the day that you get the house and you get the keys. And it's kind of like, all right, here you go. Yeah. This house is yours now. It's your responsibility. And that's it. There's no manual.
There's no ceremonial key handoff.
There's no instruction manual either.
Right, right.
So it's kind of like, all right. Great. Now we have a house. So we need tips.
Yeah, we need tips.
And you guys have been giving us amazing advice online and tips. And we thought, you know what? Let's just make a podcast episode about it, because if we feel like this, I'm sure other people feel like this too. Mm-hmm. So this is all about advice and tips for new homeowners like us.
You guys send in great advice, and should we just dive in?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so Nikita Trika says, congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks, Nikita.
New homeowner tip. One, spend more on getting the basics right rather than the fixtures. For example, very important to invest in high quality plumbing and electrical wiring rather than focusing on, say, lamps or switches or things that can be replaced at a later point.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Very important. We're getting a new roof. I think, you know, our roofer told us something that makes total sense, but yeah. I guess a lot of people don't do. He told us there are a lot of people that will buy a house and spend a whole bunch of money on the furniture and light fixtures and all the nice things in the house, but don't want to spend the extra money on the roof. Mm-hmm. So he's had customers that have done that. They don't end up getting a new roof. It rains, then the roof starts leaking, and it starts leaking all over their expensive items in their home. Right. And the paint job is ruined, right, and all of that. Right. So yeah, that's very important to work on kind of like the big stuff first, I think.
Definitely.
We're doing the same too. We're getting new floors. Mm-hmm. They're getting installed tomorrow. Actually, when we moved, well, we didn't move in yet, but when we bought the house, the floors were just done this year. So they're new floors, but
It's so frustrating.
But the person that sold the house, the flipper, he put in very cheap floors. They're just laminate flooring.
They're not waterproof.
And they're not waterproof and all of that.
Right.
So we, you know, having a pool in the backyard, you want to have waterproof floors. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about these new floors. I hope we picked the right color. Anyways, okay.
And we did.
So, okay, next one. Right. I just wanted to relate to that because I completely agree.
Yeah.
With that tip. And
yeah.
And we're taking it to heart, and that's what we've been doing.
Okay, she has a part two, by the way, which is white porcelain sinks in the kitchen look beautiful, but are a pain to keep clean. Stay away if possible.
Okay, so tip for no white porcelain sinks.
Yes. Amy Club says, watch out for termites. Please keep an eye out.
My tip for that.
Yeah. Oh, you have a follow-up tip.
I have a follow-up tip for termites.
You have a tip on the tip.
Yes. Actually, this was from our realtor. Mm-hmm. A lot of termite companies will come and do a free inspection for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a termite inspector come in, and he inspected, he looked for termites and for mold, and we didn't have to pay him. So That's a resource that is available to people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's available in your area, so check that out.
Nihal Zika says, don't buy everything all at once. Take it slow and buy necessities first. This was definitely a reoccurring piece of advice. So yeah, that's I just got a text. I reached out to my grandpa asking him for advice.
Yeah.
And it's a follow-up on this, so I'm just going to read it now.
Oh, great.
Papa Jerry says, don't go on a massive spending spree to improve everything all at once. Improve the critical structural things and live in house a while and be patient.
Yes.
Well said, Papa Jerry.
Yes. Thank you, Papa. We have heard that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. We don't want to. That's exactly what we're also doing. We're taking care of the big things and
we're holding off on like dining room table and stuff like that.
And we don't want to just pick any. We want to absolutely love everything that's in the house. Yep. And we want it to be great quality and we want it to last. You know, we did that already. I feel like when you move into an apartment, you get the free stuff, you get the cheap stuff just to hold you over. But now when you're buying a house, we're adults now.
Yeah. It's exciting. Okay. A Sobu says renew homeowner's warranty every year will save you a lot on repairs of appliances and air conditioning. Yeah. So we are doing that. Mm-hmm. We're going to have homeowners insurance, and hopefully it will help us get a new air conditioning unit because we are moving into a house with a broken air conditioning unit when it is 100 degrees.
I know.
Oh boy.
Kind of rough. I know. The good thing is we have 2 more weeks until we officially move in since they're working on the house.
Right.
So then we'll figure it out.
Okayla says, put name of the paint on the back of the light switch cover in the room for reference later.
I feel like that is so smart.
Have you ever heard of that before?
I've never heard of that, and I think it's great. Because you can put it in your notes in your phone, really. But this sounds like an older trick.
Yeah, I like this
and
one.
And I kind of like all these old tricks.
Yeah, because you might delete the note on accident or write over it, and you can't find it. Yeah. Like you with your notes.
It's so hard to find my notes. I have like 3,000 notes, and there's like 20 on each page that have nothing to do with each other.
Nara Chiara says don't buy everything right away. There it is again. It takes time to figure out what you really need. Mm-hmm. There we go. Francis Shirley.
Hi Francis.
She says hot water heaters should be set to a certain temperature to save on power.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I wonder what it needs to be set to.
Yeah, we'll ask.
Thanks, Francis.
Yeah, thank you.
Christina Marie B. says, money aside for unexpected issues, water leaks, roof issues, pests, and appliances.
Yes.
That's great. Christina.
So this is something we've always lived by, and I talk about this a lot whenever finances just pops up in the conversation. But I think I'm a big believer that it's so important to always live below your means. And it's always great to have a really big savings account and just don't push yourself because that's where headaches start. Yeah. Arguments can stress. Bubble.
Yeah.
Stress can happen. So I think that it's always good to just live below your means, have a great savings so you don't have to worry about like, okay, I got to fix this. All right, well, we have the money to do it.
Right.
I think that is so important.
Right.
And that would, I mean, I'm not a homeowner, but I feel like that's
You are
like,
a homeowner. You are a homeowner.
I am a homeowner.
You're a homeowner.
I meant to say is I haven't
You're not
owned
a seasoned vet. You're not like,
it's been like 3 days.
Yeah.
What I meant to say is like, it's not like something, I haven't owned a house for a very long time, but I think in life it just helps so much to live like that.
Definitely. And what I'm kind of seeing is, because like you, new homeowner here, what I'm seeing is unexpected issues, they do come up.
All the time,
with everybody.
Yeah.
So, that's great advice, Christina. Kay Palms says, use colored tape to label moving boxes by room.
Oh, yeah.
That's good
I've heard
advice.
Of that. Mm-hmm. Also, here's a tip just off the top of my head I remember Joey's mom gave us the other day. Is we're looking for a dining room table, but we're not like settling on one and we're really just shopping around to make sure a size fits in your home and to kind of visually get to see it in there. You can mark the size of, for example, if you're going to get a new dining room table and you're not sure what size will look good, then you can mark it on the floor with tape, with painter's tape. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to actually see how much space it will take in a room.
Right.
And I thought that was a great hack.
Yeah.
So thank you, Karen, for that.
Yeah. And that works for like anything, right? Like if you know you're putting this size couch in, but it's not going in, you could, do that or the bed or.
Yeah. Because the worst thing is like you buy something and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this does not really look good in this space.
Right.
And then it's already in your home.
Right. It's great.
So.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Haley Cole says, make sure you do all remodeling before you move in furniture, so much dust.
You know, there are more people saying wait.
Yeah.
Than saying remodel before. When people were telling me tips, they were saying wait and live in the house.
Oh, right.
That's what we got the most of.
Yeah.
But I see your point for sure. But I will say most people, even our own realtor and the contractor, said it's really good to live in the house and kind of get a feel for it before you do all these changes to it, because you want to know kind of what works and what doesn't.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just move on to the next one, because it is that.
Literally that.
Yeah. Lee Worker B says, don't furnish too quickly. Get acquainted first. House will speak back to you as you develop routines.
Yeah.
So there's the other side.
Right. But that's about furnishing. That's not about contract. That's not about.
True.
Yeah.
True. Whoops. I got excited because I like glanced ahead. And I was like, ooh, what a perfect transition. No.
That's about furniture, but sure somebody else is going to say, yeah. I think there's pros and cons to each thing. You just kind of have to pick, you know, mm-hmm. there's certain things that you definitely want to do before and you don't need to live in, like the painting that we're doing. You don't need to live in to know what color paint. Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. Jay Merriman says, hold out and save for quality forever items that you value if you can. Don't rush big buys. We already talked about it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth repeating because it's really great advice.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's just not rush into it. Mm-hmm. Let's just go to a lot of different furniture stores.
Yeah.
I wish the Rose Bowl was open. I really love those. Like, they have something here called the Rose Bowl, which is like a big outside market.
Yeah.
And vendors from all over. Vendors from all over go to the Rose Bowl and they sell rugs and tables and chairs and so many treasures, like antiques.
Yeah.
I wish that was open right now, but
COVID. When is it usually each year? Do you know?
Yeah, they do it. I don't remember exactly when, but it's once a month. Maybe it's like the first Sunday of their last Sunday of the year or something.
Every
like
month?
That. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but only once. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And they're not. It's not happening at all.
Yeah, because of COVID. But maybe in the future.
I've always wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. Do you know what the Rose Bowl is? Do you know what like the Rose Bowl
is? It's a stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And every year there's a big college football game.
Mm,
and Wisconsin's usually in the Rose Bowl.
Oh,
the Badgers.
Cool.
Okay, Lizzie Goss says, clean your gutters or have them cleaned regularly. Don't forget to change air heater. Etc. filters regularly.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Somebody else messaged me that. They're like, you know, I completely forgot about changing the filter for a very long time, and you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We should have some type of checklist or reminder that reminds us every year
to do that.
Or every couple months.
Yeah, okay.
So you have to change it every couple months, the filter.
After we're done, I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to make a checklist for us.
Oh, great.
In my notepad on my phone.
Maybe we can do a blog post or something so people can...
Yeah, great. Great.
Refer to it.
Perfect. Paula Mompage says, check age of water heater. Maybe get a leak alarm if it's older. Bummer if it floods.
Okay, we'll write that on the list. Thank you.
Put it on the list. Lizzie says, burn sage.
Oh, yeah. I know why she's saying that.
To us specifically?
Yeah. Oh, so the house that we bought, for anybody that's just joining the podcast now and has missed the other episodes of us talking about it, but somebody died in this house, or the past owner, not a random person just walked in and died. The past owner passed away in the house. He was in his 90s, so he had a long life. And he passed away in the house about a year ago. So that's why she's probably saying that, to burn sage.
Rhea Morales says, rodents can get into the dryer wall holes from outside, so use chicken wire to keep them out.
You know what I was just thinking?
Please tell me.
They can still get through chicken wire, can't they? Rodents?
What exactly is chicken wire again?
It's
It just, like, how small is chicken wire?
It's like the holes are like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
What chicken wire looks like?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah. I'm starting to think, like, little rodents can get through now. They can squeeze.
Like mice?
Yeah, like mice.
They can squeeze through?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe the tip, we can change the tip to just fix the holes and make them tighter.
Yeah.
Which we need to do.
We do need to. I'm shocked that there aren't lizards all over our garage.
I am so shocked there aren't, like, so many creatures in that garage.
Yeah.
So part of our garage wall, it was, like, the person that was working on it did half of the garage that has drywall and then just gave up.
And he's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Half of the garage has drywall and the other half does not. And there's clear holes to the outside that you can see.
Surprisingly, I don't want to jinx. Don't want to jinx.
That's
this.
What we.
No critters.
This is the thing. No critters. That garage is empty. But as soon as we start putting things in there,
right?
Critters are gonna have like homes. So we have to really clear it out.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We do. Okay. Noted. I'm putting that on our checklist. That's going to the top. That's immediate. The Elizabeth Filippo says get an inspection before you buy. We did that, and it did not go well.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about it in the last episode. Definitely get an inspection.
Yes. And then my mom sent in some advice.
Let's hear it.
She said, be prepared to make mistakes. We all do, and it ends up okay. After 10 years of hating my backsplash, when we rehabbed the kitchen, we painted our cabinets white, and now I love the backsplash. So my point is, try not to stress about the choices you make. Your tastes will grow and evolve, and it all ends up part of the story of the house. Keep up with maintenance. It doesn't always pay to take the cheaper repair or way out.
It's great advice.
Thanks, Mama.
Also, she has so much experience. So Joey grew up in, well, it's your parents' house, but your parents' house is a historical landmark.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing. Their house is like a museum. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's cool.
I love your house. He has these cool, like, he has two different stairs to get to the second floor. And one of them is like those spiral stairs you see in black spiral stairs you see in movies. Anyways, your house was built in the 1800s.
Yes.
Can you guys believe this? In the 1800s.
Yeah.
They live in a very cool house. So you grew up seeing people.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, I mean, it would happen, especially over the summers.
I didn't finish my sentence.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Seeing people.
I saw people all the time in my head, man, in my dreams.
No, you want to know why I didn't finish?
Why?
Because I knew that you knew exactly what I meant. But then I realized.
There's other people listening.
There's other people listening. Sorry. So I think that probably happens a lot in our podcast. It sounds like I don't finish my sentence, but it's because you are listening to it in your brain, yeah. And I know you understand, so yes. I stop.
Yeah.
But then people are probably like, what is wrong with this girl? She cannot finish.
And the same thing's probably happening with me, because didn't somebody once say to us that, like, they think that you're cutting me off sometimes or something? It's probably just because you...
Oh, it's because I know what you're about to say.
Like, yeah. What just happened just now.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have to understand, when Amanda and I are, like, alone and not talking to anybody else, there are times where we aren't saying anything, but then, like, we'll say, like... We're
looking at each other.
Yeah, and having a full conversation.
Yes. And Joey and I hang out with each other 24/7. We both have been working from home for months.
Yeah.
We hang out with just each other all the time. I love you. It's so fun. And I cannot wait every morning when I wake up that I get to hang out with you again.
I know. I know.
So this happens a lot, which I think could, like, the downside of it is, like, we're going to stop talking. Like, our vocabulary is going to get bad.
I know.
Because did you just hear? I just said, Joey sees people. I completely stopped because I knew.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. I'm going to finish my sentence, even though I know you know what I mean.
I just realized, realized that we've probably done this a lot and not even realized we've been doing it on the podcast.
I know. No, sometimes I realize, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't finish. But I know why. It's because, you know.
I knew. Okay. Yeah. So now, take it.
I'm going to finish.
Take it away. Yep.
For the listeners.
That is so
funny. So Joey grew up seeing people take tours around the neighborhood, and they always would stop in front of his house. And I'll let you continue the story, but because your house is a historical landmark, it's unreal. Oh, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, Joey's father is the Cookie Monster, Sesame Street Cookie Monster. What are the chances that the next door neighbor was Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah.
The voice of Pillsbury Doughboy and Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
We're next door neighbors.
It's just a coincidence.
That is crazy.
It's crazy.
That house is also super cool.
That's a cool house too.
Anyway, so you were saying.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, when I think about those tours, I regret not going out there to I never listened. I never actually went out to listen to what they were talking about in the house that I'm living in.
You should have gone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I have so much regret that I never went to listen. And I was always like, oh, the people are back again. But I, but I didn't go like, oh, I want to, like, now in my life, I would be like, ah, I got to hear this. And I would run and listen every time.
Yeah. I have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go on a tour.
Oh, done.
Let's go on a tour. We're in Chicago.
Oh, my God. Let's
do it. So when they stop in front of the house, we just sit there and listen.
Oh, my God. We're doing that.
Let's do it.
We're doing that.
That's so fun.
Okay, next time we're there, we're doing that.
Wouldn't you want to know the history?
That's what I'm saying. Like, now I have so much regret for not listening to what they were talking about because I want to know the entire history of the house I grew up in.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Next time we're there, we have to do the historical tour.
I can't wait.
And then, oh my God, when we get to my house, what is that going to be like?
Oh, I don't know. Watch them be like, there was a triple murder suicide in this.
Like, Mom, we got to go. Pack the bags.
I'm just kidding.
I remember being outside, playing basketball in the front yard and seeing the tour happen and wave. Mm. For the people, but I wouldn't listen. I just hear I cannot believe I never actually listened to it.
You're like, oh, they're just here for the tour again.
Yeah,
that is. And so thought, it was just normal for you. It was just normal because that's really weird. The average person does not have somebody
But it's the house I grew up in, so I didn't know.
I know you didn't know any different. Right.
I know.
Like a tour bus.
No, it was not a tour bus. They were on foot.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was imagining the tour buses that don't have a roof and they just know those people.
I think what happens is they meet in the neighborhood.
Oh.
And they walk the neighborhood, stopping in front of, because there's a couple houses. There's a Frank Lloyd Wright house
in
my neighborhood too. So I know they walk to that. And I think there's a couple.
Which was recently sold.
Yeah, I grew up with the people who used to live in there. Giorgio and Max Montenegro lived in that house. I remember going in there. It's a crazy house. Have you ever been in a Frank Lloyd Wright house?
I have not.
The hallways.
Joey's neighborhood growing up is so freaking cool.
The doorways and the hallways are tiny.
Oh.
You have to duck.
I want to look it up.
They're really, really cool.
I'm familiar with the architect, but I just don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, they're really interesting houses.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to do it.
And I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you always point it out when we walk. Yeah. Also, Michael Jordan lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah, Michael Jordan lived in Highland Park. where were we?
So we were talking about your mom's advice, and then we both went down a spiral about your house because it's such a cool house.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah, and now I'm excited. Next time we go, we're doing the tour.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the list that our realtor gave us.
So to end this episode, we are going to go over a checklist for moving, which is the perfect checklist that everybody needs if they are moving.
Mm-hmm.
And this is brought to you by...
This episode is brought to you by Gail Steinberg.
That's great.
What's her... Does she have
That's our realtor. So if you look her up, Gail Steinberg, she sells houses all over Los Angeles.
She's the best.
She is.
We love Gail. I was looking to see if she had a tagline, and she does. You ready for it?
What is it?
This episode is brought to you by Gail Steinberg. Experience isn't expensive. It's priceless. Gail Steinberg.
I love it. She's been doing this for over 30 years.
Yes.
Guys. And I know what you're doing.
What?
You're copying Sparklets.
Does anybody out there get Sparklets delivered? And does anybody out there go crazy when they call to remind you to put the water outside? And the lady goes... This is a call from Sparklets. It's one of Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite parts of the week. Every week when I get the call that Sparkles
is calling.
He puts
it on speaker and he rushes over to me so I can hear the woman, the recording best. Say yeah. Sparkles.
This is a call from Sparklets. It's the best.
Okay.
Okay, Gail. So these are broken up into sections. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you, so hit pause if you need to take out a pen or a pencil and a pad mm-hmm. of paper. Because it's a nice little list to have.
It really is.
So the first section is called Before You Leave. Mm-hmm. Address change. That means post office, give forwarding address. Mm-hmm. Charge accounts, like your credit cards,
yes.
your bank accounts. Subscriptions. Notice requires several weeks sometimes for different subscriptions.
Good to know we have to do that ASAP.
Yeah. And then friends and relatives. Let all your friends and relatives know that you're changing addresses.
Yeah.
Great. The next little section is insurance. Notify company of new location for coverages like life, health, fire, and auto.
Okay. Earthquake?
Yes. Utility companies. Gas, light, water, telephone, fuel, and garbage. Let them know that you're changing addresses.
Yes, and you definitely want to let them know about 2 days in advance because sometimes it takes up to 2 days for it to switch over. So you definitely want to do that before so you don't end up there and mm-hmm. then there's no water, electricity.
Yep. Also, delivery services like your laundry, newspaper, Sparklets. All your services, make sure that you get those addresses switched over to the new address. Medical, dental, prescription histories. So you ask doctor and dentist for referrals. Oh, in a new area. Ask your doctor if they know anybody in the new location that you're moving to.
Oh, great idea.
Gail, you're great. Transfer needed prescriptions to the new address.
So that's so much better than Yelping the area. You can just ask your dentist that you already trust.
Great.
Okay.
Great advice. And then her last bit of advice for before you leave, pets. Ask about regulations for licenses, vaccinations, tags, etc. in your new neighborhood.
You know what? I actually have. No. Yeah. Yeah. You're so cute. Look at your face. What was I going to say? I got distracted by Joey's cuteness.
Little did they know the face that I was really making.
No, what I was going to say, actually, this is very important, everybody. This is my tip that I just thought of.
Okay.
When you buy a new house, change all of the keys and the locks in your house. You don't know who lived there before or who that person knew that had a key of that house. You just don't know how many people have the keys to your house. So if you want a safe peace of mind, safe peace of mind doesn't make sense.
I think it works.
If you want a peace of mind.
That's safe.
Right. Whatever.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm getting delusional. But you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes. We all do.
Yes. So change the locks in your house, which is something that Joey and I will be doing.
Yeah.
So we can make sure that nobody else has the keys to our house.
Once you're at your new address, here's a little list. Check on service of telephone, gas, telephone. This Gail wrote this in 82, I think. check on service of gas, electricity, water, and garbage. Check pilot light on stove, hot water heater, and furnace. Have new address recorded on driver's license.
Oh, man. Okay.
What do you do during a pandemic, though, Gail?
I think we can do that online.
Oh. Visit city offices and register for vote. Oh, register for voting. Do we have to re-register for voting now?
Oh, my gosh. We probably do.
Okay. Noted. Thank you, Gail. Register car within 5 days after arrival in state. If you're moving states, or a penalty may have to be paid when getting new license plates.
Joey still has his license plate, and it's been 5 years.
But it's still insured in Illinois. Does that matter?
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to do that. You could get stopped, but you haven't.
No, I haven't.
I know. People that are listening, please don't call the police on him.
Please don't. Yeah. And if you want to see the whole list in its entirely, in its entirety, we are going to post it on something, probably a blog.
How unprofessional do you sound? What is this, a treasure?
Come and find it.
Just find it on the internet somewhere. Good luck.
Good luck. Come in, but you can't find it. Oh my God.
I'm crying. Okay. Okay. I'm going to save this, you guys. I promise this list will be on the Join Amanda podcast
story.
Instagram story.
Great.
And we'll save it under helpful links or something like that. And we'll have a new highlight.
Great.
Okay.
There. That's where it's going to be.
That's where it's going to be. All right. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for joining. I hope you love this episode as much as I did. This is very helpful.
I did too.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for all the tips.
Yeah. Yes.
We're
thank you so much.
We're going to write a list. We're going to write these down.
Yeah. We needed these.
We need to work on them.
We do.
Yeah. First, before we leave, I just want to say thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the amazing tips. Thank you for being our friends.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing the podcast. And thank you for always keeping us motivated and inspired. And I hope you have an awesome week. Let's hang out again next week.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. And thank you for everything.
Thank you
for
the best. Yeah.
And now we're lingering. Now I'm going to go.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.